This is GQDN for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Oh, I got some of my tea. It's very good stuff. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, like I said, go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST in the checkout line, and you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, could Dead by Daylight going to Dungeons and Dragons? More Helldivers 2 news. And how about a Pokemon Go Fest? But today we begin with Xbox. And Matt Booty did say that Xbox needs some smaller games. Well, here's the thing. PC Gamer is reminding us that Arcane Austin and Tango Gameworks were shut down. And Tango Gameworks created Hi-Fi Rush. But Matt Booty from Microsoft did hold a town hall where he did proclaim, quote, "We need smaller games that give us prestige and awards," end quote. But there were some people that got up on Twitter that basically said that you don't just kill a studio and then ask for that. In fact, here's what Jez Corden did say on Twitter. Quote, "What exactly determines success for an Xbox game these days? Hi-Fi Rush, a wreck, has no physical version, no marketing, no multiplayer. If Xbox is pressuring ZeniMax to deliver sales of its games, maybe it shouldn't put so much emphasis on Xbox Game Pass. What's the goal here?" Aaron Greenberg did reply, quote, "Hi-Fi Rush was a breakout hit for us and our players in all key measurements and expectations. We couldn't be happier with what the team in Tango Gameworks delivered with this surprise release." But yeah, they do want the studios to make smaller games. And who's smaller than Switch? Eurogamer.net did say that Nintendo Switch is removing Twitter from the platform. Now, that was put in a blog post about the changes where you're no longer able to find some friends' suggestions using your Twitter login. So Twitter did post a response to Nintendo's announcement. Quote, "The gaming community is one of the largest and most vibrant communities on our platform, and we are dedicated to enhancing and supporting game-related features." Further quote, "Our partnership with Nintendo remains strong, and we are working together to ensure a smooth transition for all users. We will continue collaborating with partners to bring new and exciting experiences for our global gaming community." Keep in mind, PlayStation did the same thing in November, and Xbox did that as well in last April. So there goes Twitter on all the platforms. But what's going on with Suicide Squad? Game Informer did say that, well, this game is very disappointing. In fact, that was Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav, and he did talk about that in the Warner Brothers Discovery Quarter 1 financial results call. And he said that the game revenue did decline compared to last year. Now, while he called the game disappointing, the Discovery Chief Financial Officer Gunnar Winnefels did add, quote, "Starting with the studios, the $400 million plus year-over-year decline during quarter one was primarily due to the very tough competition we faced in games against the success of Hogwarts Legacy last year in the first quarter. In conjunction with the disappointing Suicide Squad release this past quarter, which we impaired, leading to a $200 million impact to EBITDA, earning before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization during the first quarter." So yes, they did call it disappointing. PC Games and, well, we'll put it here, why not? Said that if you like some Stardew Valley, there's a spooky game about that. And it's called Moonlight Peaks. And apparently it runs just like Stardew Valley. Because Moonlight Peaks does have werewolves, vampires, and mermaids, and it is still a farming life sim genre. So if you like that game, you can go Try it. People are also looking at this too. Dot Esports did say that there's another Pokemon Go Fest because people were data mining the reveals. So how did they find this? Well, once again on Twitter, Pokemon Go Hub did say, quote, new data mines have found a host of text relating to the upcoming Flock Together Research Day and Pokemon Go Fest 2024. So, where could this be? Well, this could be anywhere. It could be at Sendai, Madrid, New York, all different places around the world, and all different types of Pokemon. Now, Dot Esports also said that Marvel Rivals, by giving away 500 or 5,000 alpha keys with the content creators, but that's only if certain goals were reached. So, if you want a key, go check out Twitch, because NetEase Games and Marvel did announce today that 5,000 keys for the closed alpha will be given away, and that'll go through the content creators. And there are a number of keys that shared per creator that'll be impacted by certain parameters. So what do we need to do? Well, you gotta watch the streams. So whoever does accumulate the most watch hours, average viewers, will get the most keys. And that'll be over 800 viewers that could be netting about 15 keys. Those who stream over 24 hours will earn 10 keys. So we shall see. Now, Helldivers 2, according to PushSquare.com, well, they put some pressure on PlayStation. Because if you remember, PlayStation backtracked what they said about using the PlayStation Network to log in to the game. However, in 170 countries, these countries cannot access the PlayStation Network. So essentially, what the Arrowhead Studios CEO, Johan Palsted, said he's doing what he can to get the game fully relisted on PC. And that was following the whole PlayStation Network stuff that went on last week. Because the decision to delist Helldivers 2 from the 170 countries has not yet been reversed. And according to the official Helldivers 2 Discord, the CEO did say that he is, quote, speaking to our partners at PlayStation and Valve and pushing for the delisting to be undone, end quote. Well, while they were doing that, some people were checking out the GTA 6 website. Eurogamer.net did say that the fans are looking for news and any other updates. Now, at GTA 6 Countdown on Twitter did say, quote, Rockstar has added GTA 6 to the website database, which includes placeholders for 4 screenshots, cover art, and the release date. Update. The new page was just taken down, but the code with the placeholders remain in the database. That was made public yesterday. Additionally, there are mentions of digital purchases, pre-orders. But if you try to find it, there's a 404 message waiting for you, including with some links to like the cover art. But that's what people were trying to find. Now we go to Nintendo again because, well, Nintendo did say that the games will get more complex in the future. That's according to GamesRadar. So if he says it, there's possibly some truth to it. Because essentially Nintendo did an investors call and they did field some questions from the investors following the financial results briefing. And there was some questions on the Nintendo Switch successor. And basically the president did say that it is inevitable because these games are going to get more complex over the years in making the games. So, Nintendo, Govan's getting more excited about Nintendo now. Maybe he should be excited about this. Dead by Daylight has officially teased Dungeons and Dragons. According to Eurogamer, that is happening. Dead by Daylight could combine with Dungeons and Dragons. This is going to be something. In fact, Dead by Daylight on X Twitter did say, quote, listen closely to the voice in the darkness. And they posted a video. But they also did say on Twitter, quote, since 2016, we've had horror in our hearts. On May 14th, tune into our year anniversary for some major announcements, including the first look of our brand new chapter, major gameplay reveals, and much more. Set the reminder. Well, she won't be in it. She'll end up kicking somebody's butt if she does. Because PSU.com did say that Stellar Blade has debuted at number one in Japan because it sold over 67,000 copies in 2 weeks. In fact, the total number is 67,131 copies in the physical release. And the Stellar Blade director did reveal that the team could be making a boss challenge mode. There's not much info about that, but it did make an impact in Japan. But this guy's made an impact everywhere. Mark Hamill, his voice, will be in Multiverses. Yes, that is coming back, and it's bringing the Joker in too. That's according to Eurogamer. And there was a trailer that's titled Get a Load of Me, and that does begin with Batman voiced by Kevin Conroy, the late Kevin Conroy. Mark Hamill said Kevin's going to be there, or you could better believe that I'm going to be there too. So here we go. The Joker's in Multiverses. Yeah, somebody's going to die. Sorry I had to say it. I'm probably going to pay for it too. Yeah, more news tomorrow, guys. This has been a Dawnforge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.